Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And as I was just waiting before the Lord coming on this broadcast, the Lord put it on my heart to pray for some that are listening, and you love God and you want to be used of God, but you really don't know what the Lord would have you to do. And I just want to give you some practical advice. The best thing you can do is, what are those things that, if you didn't have any limitations, what would you like to do for the Lord? And may I suggest that the Lord starts in a simple way with His people. As we want to know the whole game plan, but as you read in the scriptures, Jesus didn't do that with the disciples. He said, just go into the town and you'll see a man carrying a water pot. Just follow him and he'll take you where you're supposed to go. We want to know the whole plan, but that's not the way the Lord moves. Why? Because we're to trust Him and we're to walk in faith, knowing that He's leading us. If we will trust Him with today, then we know that we shall be able to trust Him for tomorrow and all our tomorrows. And you might feel, well, I'm not really gifted. There's nothing, I don't know, I don't have any gifts. I mean, I can't preach, can't teach. You feel very insufficient in terms of whatever you could offer to the Lord, but that's not true. There are many ways we can serve the Lord and serve His people. It may be in hospitality. I'm thinking of a friend and up in years. Her ministry is sending cards. And just the other day, she was telling me about a woman who had received one of her cards, and just she was practically in tears saying how much that card meant. Why? Because it shows that someone is thinking about you and praying for you. Maybe it's a phone ministry. You may be, as I say, up in years, or your circumstances may be very limited. I mean, you may be raising a family. Perhaps the Lord wants you to help volunteer with the young people or with the children or in the nursery. Or perhaps if you're at work, I mean, I know times have been really crazy with this COVID thing, but in a normal work situation, there would be other fellow Christians at work, and maybe He's moving on you to start a prayer group, or perhaps in your neighborhood. There's wonderful servant evangelism. I've heard of young people that have gone around and just offered to wash windows or wash cars and do it not for a price, but just to show the love of Jesus, to give a tract or something like that. There's endless ways, and we start small with whatever little thing. That's what happened in my life. I got saved dramatically, and I just love the Lord, but I had no intention. And just, like for Brother Glass, when he was like, 8 or 9 years old, walking home from a revival service with his sister in Oklahoma, he said, I feel God's calling me to preach. Well, that's the last thing I was so introverted and shy, that would be the last thing. I thought, what can I possibly do for the Lord? And I thought, well, I'm German. My mother, you could eat off her floors. So I thought, you know what? I can clean the church. I felt pretty confident about that, and that's what I did. I had no idea what was going to follow. And so, beloved, that's what I'm just sharing right now. Take what little step there is. Whatever is what you're able to do right now in your circumstances, in your financial capability, in your health condition, in your age restraints, whatever it be, young, old, it doesn't matter. God has a plan. Let's pray right now. Father, you see those who are not certain. What can they do for you? Lord, they've been listening and they know that you have a plan for every one of your people. We all have a significant part to play. And while in our own estimation, it might seem very insignificant, very small, yet if we could see the whole scheme of things, the dimensions, the dynamics that are in play, that Lord, we would repent, because there's every single body, every person in the body of Christ is important. Just like, you know, one organ in our body isn't doing well, the whole body suffers pain. And so, Father, we thank you that right now, as we pray together, you're going to begin to speak in unmistakable ways. You know how to confirm, Lord, and I pray that everyone who's listening, who's not certain, and Lord, maybe you have called them to preach, I pray that you will open doors for study, for discipleship, for whatever avenues you would open to enable them to fulfill that call upon their life. And or maybe music, it may be as a worship leader, it may be as a songwriter, whatever it is, Father, I release the anointing of God, and that they shall walk with confidence in the pathway that you are leading them. Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Beloved, there's nothing more important in our lives. I don't care how old we are, man, woman, child, up in years, we need vision. And if we lose vision, purpose, what God has called us to do, we start to wither. You know, there's no movement. And we must, I believe God wants his people excited and looking forward to the new things God's going to do, not only for his church, for the body of Christ, or wherever you may be planted locally, but in your own life. Praise God. God hasn't overlooked you. And I'm taking this time on this broadcast to underline that. So open your heart and open your ears and get ready to move as he directs. Okay? Praise God. All right, beloved, we're talking about the restored generation. Now, as well as restoring the power of God, there's also going to come a corresponding wealth and prosperity that is going to be restored to the church in order that his work may be done. And beloved, when I say prosperity, I have always focused on what John says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, prosper financially, be in health physically, even as your soul spiritually prospers. And so when I talk about prosperity, it's not just finances. For those of you on my mailing list, in my monthly letters, the purpose is to inspire, to encourage, to exhort. I don't mention finances. A long time ago, I'm a girl. I said, Lord, I'm not comfortable with that. There's nothing wrong with it. That's just how God has led me. I said, if you want this ministry to continue, you're going to speak to people. And you know the absolutely amazing thing? He has. He has done that. Brother Glass went home to be with the Lord in 97, but for 65 years, this has been a ministry of faith that has survived on no grants, anything, just the love and free will gifts of God's people. But what does Proverbs say? Proverbs 8:21 states that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that he may fill their treasuries. Beloved, to preach the gospel, to minister to the poor. We are strongly committed in missions outreach here in UCM, and one of the things we do is help to minister to the widows and orphans in a particular nation in Europe, actually a couple, where they live, 10, 12 people live in like one room, little homes, and to be able to send money for the purchase of a cow, it just changes their lives. That's the kind of thing. We need money to be able to see the gospel spread, because love, the love of God, expresses itself in action. And so we can physically help, financial ways, ways to encourage discipleship, whatever, faith without works is dead. So that love of Christ in our heart, we have the mind of Christ, we should have the heart of Christ, then that has to have expression. And we live in this physical world, we have to have finances. The church does. It says in Proverbs, those who love me, he will cause to inherit wealth that he may fill their treasuries. And also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterward they shall come out with great possession. That's Genesis 15:14. And also this passage, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. The scriptures, beloved, speak of the times of the restoration of all things. That's the scripture we started. Remember Acts, the 3rd chapter, verse 21, whom the heavens must receive until the restoration or restitution of all things. This includes, because God's concerned about the whole man, wealth and prosperity. And of course, if you know this ministry and have listened any length of time, I would lay aside any extreme emphasis on finances or wealth. But certainly the teachings concerning wealth and prosperity have a valid and important place in the Word of God. And when the scriptural teaching on this subject is properly understood and emphasized, it can trigger off cycles of sowing and harvesting of finances. Beloved, it's just not, you know, you give an offering and you're going to receive back a hundredfold. It's not just in the sowing of finances, but in all the resources we possess, time, energy, actions. Church and ministries together, I believe, also will experience a greater release of finances and resources. The wealth of the Gentiles is laid up for the just, the wealth of the sinner, if you will. And so during the season of restoration that we're coming into, we need the kind of wisdom God gave to Joseph in the book of Genesis, the wisdom to accumulate as well as manage financial resources. Joseph was had more power during the 7 years of famine than during the 7 years of plenty, because he acted upon the revelation that he received. You know, there's different kinds of power. There's the power of knowledge. There's the people power for those who worship mammon. There's scientific, political, economic, military power. But besides these natural forms of power, there are spiritual powers, Ephesians 6:12. And the ultimate power above all powers is God. He is omnipotent. Omnipotent and all powerful. Well, my time has just flown by, and we will continue and, with the Lord's help, conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. I deeply care for my UCM family, those who are part, those who share their needs as well as their finances, that this ministry can continue. I love you with all my heart. Pray for you, my UCM partners, and my radio family every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.